Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Everybody, to a live edition of Journey into the Light, as this hour show is hosted by Barbara Grace Reynolds. And you can speak to Barbara by just calling into the show number 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, please. I will screen the call, and then Barbara will take your call as you come into the show. Okay, everybody? And it's going to be a great hour here at the show. So, everybody, let's welcome Barbara Grace Reynolds.
Hello, Michael. Hello, everyone. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. I do offer a one-time only first-timers free 20-minute discovery session. If that is something that you are interested in, you can go to my website at Divinely Guided Healing or Infinity Healing for Women, nearboth.com, and click on the big green Schedule Now buttons and then book your discovery session. And like I say, this is free. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. It's not putting you on a mailing list unless you ask to be put on one. This is about you doing what is best for you. It is about you, your own life, and making the changes that you need to make. It is something that guidance is giving me messages about over and over this new year, that it's about in our power, accepting that we have power, which is something that still haven't done. They still see themselves as small and insignificant, and or you want to phrase it. And so this year, the energy self, making the shifts in your life that are going to bring you what it is you're, instead of feeling like you're just anything, because you're never stuck. It's a matter of the beliefs. And when you let go of the beliefs, thing, and that's how you change everything in your life. It's not a matter of packing up and moving to a new location. It's a matter of letting go of beliefs. You can allow yourself to change. It starts within you. It always has and it always will. We are allowed to have a life that's actually viable. We are allowed to have a life where we have more than enough money. Allowed to have a life where many people, including that special someone that you want to share every moment with, all of that is allowed. If we don't have that, it's because we have beliefs that say we can't, or we should, or it's impossible, or it's so hard, or only a few are given that gift by God because those few are special. Just love that one. Since God sees every single one of us as special, every single one of us is a special person. And there's no one more special than you, no one less special than you, because we are all equal. Just at different points on the path to our own development mean that we are less than anyone else. So this year is about recognizing ourselves, only seeing the truth of who we are. Got to clear out all of that old vision all of your life. And so that's what guidance keeps having me do for myself and for the people that I'm working with. Let go of the past. Let go of the stories. Let go of what doesn't work. Really look at your life. Okay, I'm cutting in and out.
Yeah, Barbara, it's like we can hear, there's like about a 5-second delay occasionally where we can't hear you, and then you come back, and so I'm not sure if there's a different line you can call from, or...
There is, and so I will call back.
Call back? Okay, very good. I'll take it over from here until Barbara calls back, and I know we got Chris holding. We'll get you, Chris, here in just a minute. Barbara will reconnect. We want to make sure that we hear Barbara nice and crisp and clear. And so Barbara will call back and we'll be reconnected with Barbara. And we have another couple hours of shows heading your way here tonight. So stay with us here on Journey into the Light. We're glad that you can be here. And if you're calling in to speak to Barbara, press the 1 on your phone, please, to speak to Barbara so that you're in line to speak to Barbara Grace Reynolds. And as Barbara's reconnecting here, phones are, it's like having a connection is one thing, but when you connect to a radio network, that's like a whole, your phone and everything else has got to have a certain type of connection to work, to, you know, 100% boost up and all that stuff. So kind of tricky. Okay, I think we got Barbara back. Barbara, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I think that one's going good.
Okay.
You never know, right?
I just love technology.
Yeah, I know you do. But we have Chris on the line from Colorado, so I'll put Chris
okay,
on
great.
Here. Okay. There we go.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Well, I'm delighted to, Chris. What can I help you with today?
I'm a bit confused as far as when it comes to romance. I have an old girlfriend down in Texas. Well, she's my son's mother. And I just thought it was going. I don't know if I should just back off and just remain friends, or if I should pursue the relationship further. I know she's a bit scared to go into a new relationship, and so I was just wondering what you saw and what the angels tell you.
So the first thing they're asking me is, are you planning to move to Texas?
No.
Is she planning to move to Colorado?
She's thinking about it, but nothing's in stone.
Okay. So the message that I'm getting is for you to do what brings you joy to your life now. They don't want you to base your life on, okay, one day she might move to Colorado and we'll be together and blah, blah, blah. They're saying to do what makes you happy right now. It's okay for you to just be friends with her. You'll always, you know, share your son and all of the joy of that. But that doesn't mean that she needs to be the woman in your life. You deserve to have someone who is there where you are and who is part of your life every day, not just, you know, an occasional trip or weekend or whatever. They want you to make your joy, your happiness, your priority. So it doesn't look like you should, you know, be pursuing her, especially if she's not really ready to be pursued. Leave her alone, let her go through whatever she needs to go through and become whoever she's becoming. You make your choices so that you can have the best life possible right now. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Do you see her ever coming around? Do you see a reconciliation with us ever happening?
They're saying it's not important. So when they say to, you know, let her go and move on with your life, that's really what they mean. Because if you're sitting there wondering if you're ever going to reconcile, then you're not moving on with your life. You're still stuck in what you used to have.
Right.
So is there something that you're afraid of when it comes to, you know, starting new with someone else?
Yeah, I guess I just really put all my eggs in one basket with her, and I was for sure that she was the one. And, you know, I just don't know if pursuing anyone else. Like, I guess I just, we're all just afraid to be alone, and we're all afraid to die alone, I guess, or go through life alone, and I'm just afraid there's nobody else out there.
Okay, so are you willing to do a little bit of clearing work on all of that so that you can actually move forward?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I will ask you a question, and the question will go on, and at the end of it, I'll say if you're willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you know the question is ended. So until then, you just sit back and listen and just allow whatever is flowing through you to flow through you, because energy is going to be moving through you. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? For allowing yourself to move forward with your own life? For letting go of the thought that you decided that this particular person was the person that you were going to be with forever, and then it didn't work out, and so you can't move on because what if she comes back? What if she really is the one? What if you move forward and you miss out on the greatest relationship that could ever have been? Because the truth is, you are not at the same place that she is. She's not ready for you now, and you deserve to have someone in your life right now, someone who loves you right now, someone who wants to share the fun with you right now. it's okay for you to let go of what no longer works. And the relationship with her no longer works. It doesn't bring you joy. It brings you sadness. You don't deserve to be sad. You deserve to have joy. So this Divine Infinity Healing is finding all of these old beliefs and ties and conditions and all of that old negative, crunchy stuff is what it feels like, connected with this past relationship with her and any other past relationships that you're still questioning yourself about or beating yourself up about. All of that is being expanded. It's being made a trillion times bigger than the universe. So it's not weighing on you at all. And it's being dispersed. And you are being brought into the awareness that you deserve a wonderful, phenomenal relationship right now. Right now, in this very moment. You don't have to wait. You don't have to put it off. You don't have to think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to find anybody. There's nobody for me to find. None of that is true. You get to know the truth. And the truth is that you are a wonderful person. And that there are many people out there who are just looking for someone like you. And you are now opening your heart so that they can find you. And if you are ready for this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel like I could breathe deeper for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, you don't have that constriction in your chest.
Right. Oh, my God. I've been living with that constriction in my chest for like 2-3 weeks. It's awful.
Well, I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
So yeah, now you can get out there and do the things that you love to do so that when you meet this wonderful person, and they're showing you that there is a wonderful person who's right there that you're going to be meeting, that they will be attracted to you because you will be radiating the joy that's in your heart.
Right. I actually do feel better. Do you see this person already here, or do you think they're going to be coming, or...
They're just telling me it's someone that you're going to meet really soon. So it's
okay.
Not someone that you already know. It's a new person. And you'll recognize her by her smile.
Okay.
So notice people's smiles, I guess.
Okay. I will. I feel a lot better. It's just hard to let go, and I've been begging God to give me these, to take away these feelings, or to let go of these feelings, because it hurts me all day long as soon as I wake up. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And don't forget to do something fun every day. Even if you don't meet her that day, still do something fun, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you. God bless you.
You too, Chris. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And our next caller is Annette from Texas.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Okay. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can I help you with?
Okay. I'm trying to think of so many questions at once. I'm trying to condense it down. It's only one question, isn't it?
Just ask me whatever the first thing that pops into your mind is.
Well, can I do a two for one? It kind of conjoins a little bit.
Okay.
The more important of the two is I have had two ventral hernias since the birth of my first child, and mm-hmm. I've had it for 7 long years, and Monday I'm supposed to go to a surgeon, and I'm a little nervous, but I'm really excited because I've been in a lot of pain, and I just, I wanted to know if, you know, if I would be able to, you know, continue forward with the procedure very soon, and you know, in the process, will it compromise my job? It's just, and that part of the second part of the question is, you know, because I am contracted with this company and I've been waiting to be hired on, and I really don't want anything to compromise that. So I'm a little kind of teeter-tottering because I really want these hernias gone because I'm in a lot of pain all the time. It hurts my back and just it's just no fun. And the job part, you know, I've worked at this company for nearly 2 years and I absolutely love working here doing what I do to help people, but you know, I don't want to compromise anything. What do you feel?
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting is about the hernias.
Mm-hmm.
So these hernias occurred while you were pregnant or during the birth?
While I was pregnant, because I have
okay.
a small frame. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can do, I need to ask you first, does it hurt right now?
Yes, it does, actually.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain would you say you're in?
Probably about a 5 or a 6 because it's right now it's kind of hard to breathe.
Okay.
And so, but right now it's kind of dulled a little bit, so that's why I say a 6. Otherwise, it's, you know, it sometimes it does kind of make me a little bit breathless and kind of hurting my heart a little bit. But I kind of learned to, quote-unquote, adjust and live with it. Just suck it up, buttercup. But, you know, just...
Okay, they,
go ahead.
They want us to do a little bit of clearing around these hernias. There's some energies that have been hanging around you since they started.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you let those energies go, then it will make the whole situation better. So
okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I will ask you a question, and at the end of the question, I'll say if you're willing to accept it, say yes. That's how you know we've reached the end. Here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for the hernias? For whatever it is that created the hernias, whatever belief, okay, and I'm just seeing these people, so I don't know who these people are. Whatever beliefs these people told you about these hernias, that you're supposed to have hernias, that it's required that you have hernias, you're too small to be pregnant, you never should have gotten pregnant, you knew better than to get pregnant. And someone really did say that you knew better than to get pregnant. I don't know if they said it to you, but the energy is there. So there's all
yeah.
this energy around you and the pregnancy, and you should not have done it. And because you did what you should not have done, you need to be punished. And so you have been punished with these hernias, and you have been punished for years, and you don't need to be punished. So this divine infinity healing energy is now expanding and decompressing all of this crap which created these hernias, because none of it was true and none of it is your energy and you do not need to keep it. So all of it is being expanded to a trillion times the size of the universe, so it's not weighing on you. And these hernias are not yours. You do not need to keep them. You do not need to have them. They do not benefit you. You have a right to say no, away. And that is what this divine infinity healing energy is doing right now with these hernias. They are being expanded and released. Because you know that you are a wonderful person. And you know you love your child. And it has been a blessing. And so there's nothing that you need to be punished for. And you're a good mother. So it's time for you to accept the goodness in you. And if you are ready to accept this shift, say yes.
Please.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, now check in with your hernias. And on that scale of 1 to 10, how does it feel now?
Feels a lot better. I feel a lot better. really a lot better. That does something I was really nervous about, and I'm really excited because now that I feel that, I'm like, okay, clarity. They're going to be gone. That was the point of the appointment on Monday, is to be rid of them. So I think that was a really great step in the right direction. I don't know.
Okay. Now, on that scale, though, of 1 to 10, you were at a 5 or 6. What numbers are you at now?
About a 1 to 2. I can breathe.
Okay. Let me see if there's a little bit more that we need to do to completely let it go. And yes, there is. Okay, so we'll do that. So here's your next question. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the need to punish yourself? I don't know who taught you that you're supposed to punish yourself, but apparently that's been running throughout your life. And whenever anything bad happens, there's a part of you believes that you deserved it, that it's because you did something wrong, that it's the other shoe falling, that it's karma coming back to bite you in the butt, or something along those lines. You actually believe that you deserve to feel bad. You deserve to be punished because you're not perfect. And everybody knows that if you're not perfect, then obviously you deserve to be punished because you're supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to try with every ounce of your being to be perfect in every moment. And that is such a big load of crap that we have bought into. And so all of that is being expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe. Because you are perfect. You are the only you there is. How can you not be perfect? There's no one that you can compare you to, because no one else is exactly like you. So you are the perfect you. And there's nothing wrong with you. And if you're willing to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
I'm crying now. Sorry.
That's okay. So on that scale of 1 to 10, where are you now?
I'm at a 1. I'm a lot more comfortable now. I'm not as compressed as I was a moment ago. And you're absolutely right. the main head honcho of the negativity train was, oddly enough, my mother. So, but...
Well, why does that not surprise me? Mothers are just so good at that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's why I strive so hard to not do that to my children. I don't want to do that to my children. I love them way too much. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's absolutely fine. I'm just checking in with your energy to see if there's anything else about that that we need to do. Oh, and by the way, about the job thing, I was getting that those people love you. The people that the contractor where you work, they love you. So you're okay. Don't worry about that.
Thank you. I
all right. There's a little something there. All right. We're going to do one more little thing and see if this takes you to a 0. I don't know if it will or not, but we might as well try it. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
So, would you like a divine infinity healing for opening your heart to yourself, truly accepting yourself, loving yourself, seeing the goodness in you, knowing that you don't have to live up to anybody else's opinion or anybody else's expectations because you know you and you love you. And there's absolutely no reason for you not to love you. The Creator is within you. The Creator loves you. And if you're good enough for God to love, then you're good enough for you to love. And so this is opening your heart, clearing out all of that clutter, all of that negativity that was placed there. None of it's true, and you don't need to have it anymore. And you are now open to loving you, accepting you exactly as you are, and however you change. This is a never-ending, unconditional love of yourself. You know you are good enough. You know that you have so much value. You know blessed. And it is okay for you to accept your blessings and to be who you truly are. And if you're willing to accept this, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Holy hell, that worked.
Are you at a zero?
Yes. Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So much worry and for such a tiny little person.
But you've got a huge heart, so
thank
that's
you.
All that matters.
I appreciate it. God
right.
bless you. Thank you so much.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now we are moving to Donna in Philly.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm doing great. What can I do for you today?
I was just wondering, do you see any happiness and a happy, healthy relationship in my future anytime?
What they're telling me is that the only reason why you're not experiencing it now is because you don't believe it's possible for you. Why don't you believe it's possible for you?
I guess, I don't know. It hasn't been going too well. I was married for a while. I've been separated for 6.5 months, and you know, I'm getting through that and everything, and I'm okay with that, accepting it. And you know, I was just wondering, is there's, you know I am capable of it, but because I've learned a lot, it's through life experience, I guess.
So what are you afraid of when it comes to relationships?
I'm not sure. I'm not really afraid. I'll know any red flags this time. Like I'm cautious and everything, and I just wanted to know if there will, you know, ever be that in my life again.
Okay, you realize that anytime you are being cautious, you are in fear. Fear creates caution. So don't tell me you're not afraid and then tell me you're cautious, because then you just told me that you're afraid.
I guess
your relationships, in your relationships, are you allowing yourself to be an equal partner, or are you the one that takes care of everybody else?
I basically take care of everyone else. It seems this is in every, like, well, I'm 54 years old, and so, you know, I have a lot in me still, but I think I give my everything in, you know, in the years in the relationship, like, I give my everything, and then they do, they'll cheat on me or something like that, and then they always want to come back to me, and then if I do accept, like, my husband, that just, I just, well, he left me, like, about 6 months ago, and then when I let them back in, I seem to go into a shell, and then it just doesn't work out.
Okay. So basically, you don't believe that you are good enough for somebody else to love.
I feel like it's always my fault or something.
Yeah, so you're making yourself wrong, which means that they're right to use you as a doormat. Which doesn't sound right to me when I say it. I don't know if it sounds right to you when you hear it, but that's what you have decided about your life, that it's right for them to use you as a doormat.
Yeah, I didn't really think of it that way, because, well, my first husband, yes, but I always get strong, and then I pull away, and then, you know, it's over with. Well, now with my husband now, and then after he left, I got, like, very depressed and stuff like that. But I know, like, I have a lot of people that talk to me that are interested, or maybe I'm interested and they're not, or, but it's just, you know, I'm still just wondering, I know now the give and take and what it takes. Am I ever going to get that person that really, I don't know, I wonder sometimes, that's just, I don't have to, we always have to work out a relationship, but it just happens. There's no hard work.
Okay.
That sounds kind of...
So we need to do some clearing on you to make you the kind of person that attracts that kind of relationship. That's not the kind of relationship that you attract at this time. You tend to attract people who are looking for someone to use or manipulate, because you are going to be the nice one. You are going to not complain unless it gets really, really huge. And even then, you're not going to complain much, because you have this belief that you're not supposed to complain, you're just supposed to take it. Is that the kind of relationship your parents had?
Kind of. My mom was kind of the, my dad was a little bit of the doormat, but they had eventually got divorced, and they're very happy now. But
once they got away from each other, they were okay.
Right, they were terrible with each other, but they're happy now.
Okay, well, would you like to do a little clearing work on you so that you can start attracting someone who is going to love, adore, and value you and want to do as much for you as you want to do for them?
Right. See, it always starts out like that. They give me the world, and they're great. And I don't know, I think maybe maybe I take it for granted, and then they start being, I don't know, distant, and I don't know.
Okay, we'll just clear out all of that old relationship stuff that's in there.
That's
you don't have to know
that.
Exactly what it is before you can let it go. So are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, so I will ask you a question that'll go on for however long it goes on, and at the end I'll say if you're willing to accept this, say yes, and you'll know it's over. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing your relationship patterns, releasing those patterns that you were taught, that you saw as a child, that you learned from your parents, that you learned from television and watching your friends and all of the other places that we learn all of these wonderful patterns from. Those patterns that have a relationship start out just wonderful, everything is great, and then it quickly slides downhill into a pile of crap. And that's the pattern, and that's what happens over and over. Every time you meet someone, you think, okay, this is it. This is wonderful. This is magnificent. And then the next thing you know, it's really getting crappy and cruddy because you are in that pattern. So this Divine Infinity Healing is going throughout you and finding all of the places where you store that relationship pattern. That pattern that says it's supposed to start out magnificent and go down into crap. That pattern that says no one can truly love you. That pattern that says you must do everything you can for everybody in the hopes that one day somebody will do something for you. That pattern that has you putting yourself last in your own life. All of those patterns are now being decompressed and expanded and made a billion times bigger than the universe because they have no place in your life anymore. And instead, you are accepting the truth. The truth is, you deserve to be loved. You are a wonderful woman, that you have a lot to offer, that there is someone who is going to see the beauty in you and want that beauty in their life. They're going to want an equal partner so that you don't have to do everything for them and they don't have to do everything for you because you guys are always doing things for each other, simply out of the kindness of your heart, simply out of the love that you feel, not as a part of any kind of manipulation. There'll be none of that. If I do this, then maybe he'll do that. Or if I do this, maybe she'll do that. Everything will come from love. Everything will come from truth. And if you're ready for this shift in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so think about relationships. And how does the energy of relationships feel now? Is it different?
Yes, so yes.
All right, let me check in with your energy and see what I'm getting. Okay, they're saying there's more. All right, so let's do a little bit more. Not sure where this is going to go, but we'll find out. Okay, so would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for bringing you clarity? Clarity about what it is you actually want in your life. Clarity about what it is you actually want in your relationship. Clarity about what your heart desires for you. So that your life is not based on some ideas that your brain comes up with, but instead is based on the love, the connection to the Creator that is there in your heart. So that everything that you do is for your highest good. And you don't have to worry and you don't have to doubt and you don't have to be cautious and you don't have to be fearful because you know it's coming from that love. And so this Divine Infinity Healing is taking all of that other stuff that you don't need and you don't want and it doesn't serve you anymore and it's not for your highest good, and all of it is being expanded out trillion times bigger than the universe because you don't need that in your life. You know in your heart through your connection with God what is right for you. And that is how you are going to live your life. That is what you are going to accept in your life. You are going to trust that you will be guided every single step towards what is for your highest good. and your heart is opening up to loving you, to truly loving you, to seeing the value in you, to knowing what is best for you. And if you are ready to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Good. Good.
Okay, so
yeah.
When are you going to end your marriage since you guys have been separated? Definitely don't get the feeling you need to go back into that. That's old, that's over, let it go. Nothing there for you.
Right, I want something real. That's,
yeah.
Yes, I haven't given up, you know. I just, you know, want something real. I think I deserve that. I feel different now.
And I see they're showing me that there's going to be two gentlemen coming into your life, and this will be pretty soon. They don't give me actual dates and times or anything like that. They say that spoils the surprise of it all. But there are two that are going to be coming into your life pretty soon, and you can meet them and have fun with them, chat with them, and, you know, decide which one of them, if you want either one of them. But they both look like they're going to be good matches for you. There's a lot of love and a lot of fun in their energy. A lot of acceptance.
Oh, okay. Do I know them?
No. Don't know either one of them.
Oh, okay.
So this is going to be new. New energy, new people. Totally new. Because you are new. You know, you've changed.
Right. And I'm ready for that.
Wonderful.
Say where I would meet them at?
Oh, no. They don't go into all of that kind of detail, because then they say you would live your life looking exactly for what they said. And if anything changed, and everything's always changing, you would miss it because you'd only be looking for what they said. I don't do that.
Right. Yes, I'm fine. I'm definitely ready. I'm done with all that stuff. Even before I was talking to you, what you did and what you said really helped, like, put the end to it. Like, because I was saying, this is it. I am not settling. I'm, you know, it's going to be a give and take. I know exactly. I feel like I know exactly what I want, and I'm not going to settle for anything less.
Good, because you deserve the very best. And your guidance is also saying that you need to go out and buy yourself a new outfit. Something that you can wear out and just look really good. So let that be a present that you make to yourself.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. And get out there and meet those new gorgeous men and, you know, have an absolutely amazing life. Because you really do deserve it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So one thing I'm saying now is that everybody deserves to have a life that they love. And sometimes that's so hard for us to accept, because we really have been told all of this different stuff all of our lives about what's wrong, what has to be wrong, what's wrong with us, what's wrong with the world, why all men are dogs and all women are whatever it is they call all women. You know, it makes me think about music. I don't really listen to the radio nowadays, but sometimes I'm with someone who's listening to something, and a lot of times the words of the songs are just so incredibly derogatory, and I'm wondering, why do people listen to this? this really teaches you that you are nothing. And then people wonder why they feel like nothing. Or they feel like that their lives just don't work. Make sure that you are aware of what it is you are allowing into your life. Because the things you listen to have energy. And those energies become attached to you. You're taking on energy all the time from everybody you're meeting and everywhere you're going. Make sure that you are only associating with people that you love, people that you enjoy being with, people who are filled with positive energy, because you don't need that negative derogatory stuff. It doesn't make your life any better. It just makes you doubt yourself and your own ability to create a life that you can truly love. So if you have questions and you don't want to air them on Blog Talk, remember I do that one time only, free 20-minute discovery session. Just go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on the Schedule Now button, and schedule your discovery session. And we will spend 20 minutes letting go of whatever it is that you really want to let go of so that you can move forward with your life with the beauty of who you are, because that's what you're allowed to do. You can also send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer you. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will be back next Thursday here on Journey into the Light. I just love the name of this show, Journey into the Light. Because that's what you're doing. You're making your life better. Okay, Michael, I'm done.
Okay, thanks, Barbara, for another great show. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Doesn't Barbara do an awesome job? I mean, she really does, as far as working with people individually, and that's why I love Barbara hosting the show herself, because she just... the energy exudes out of her, and she just so I just kind of walk out of the way. You know, I'm here, but I'm I don't want to interfere with the process. So I love that. So, so yes, this is going to wrap up this show, but we're not done yet with Journey into the Light. Coming up at the top of the hours, Sumaya Wood will be joining us. Life Coach will be taking your calls as well. So call back in and be glad to take your call. So this episode will now end. Do thank you for listening to Barbara Grace Reynolds, who will be back next Thursday at the same time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern time if you're listening to the archives. And for you guys who are live, we'll see you on the other side in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.